did you see this weird story here about this teacher down in Texas who went out to get some fried chicken and spent 3 days in a sewer after falling through a manhole? Yeah, Kevin Funchess was rescued by firefighters last Saturday after he was finally able to reach his cell phone and call 911. He had fallen into a manhole last Wednesday night, and had been without food or water. He suffered muscle damage, dehydration, and irregular breathing. His family had been trying to reach him during the ordeal, but said he wasn't able to answer the phone because his head was jammed against the sewer wall, and his left side was pinned so that he could only move his right hand. Okay. Until Saturday, he was unable to maneuver his hand to reach the phone, which rang several times. He said he kept yelling for help, but nobody answered him. All right, I just got a news bulletin handed to me. A plane has apparently crashed into the World Trade Center, one of the very top towers on the World Trade Center up in Chicago. Our New York City, that's right, in New York. We will have details of that. You know, there are two buildings there that make up the World Trade Center. Just got a report a minute ago. We'll have details coming up at the top of the hour on that as they become available. But that's the news just now. Plane crashing into one of the towers on top of one of the buildings at the World Trade Center up in New York. Story coming up in just a minute. Fred, you got any further update on that?
Yeah, Dan, I just saw on TV, it looks horrendous. A huge amount of bale of smoke, and it looks like it's really done some damage. It looks like a serious hit.
Yeah.
And all we've got is this one sentence right here from AP, Dan. Hopefully more will be coming down as we speak.
You saw some video.
I saw the video, yeah.
Could you tell what type of plane at all?
No, you could see was the where the explosion had taken place and smoke still billowing out everywhere. A fire, I guess, has started now, and it looks pretty serious. It looks...
Now, do you know whether or not, do we know yet whether or not it crashed into a tower above it or into the building itself?
Into the building
mm-hmm. itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll be following that closely and keep you up to date on that, my friend. Wow. Hmm. How could that occur? What type of a plane was it? A lot of questions to be asked, and we'll get those details just as quick as we can, my friend. All right, I've given you some strange stories about the guy in Texas, fell in the manhole, stayed in there for, what, 3 or 4 days? This woman in Annapolis, Maryland, strange story. She woke up to find an unidentified man sleeping on the floor next to her bed. Imagine that. The woman reported hearing strange noises during the night, but didn't see anyone in her apartment. Early in the morning, she felt something or someone brush up against her hand. She ran to the kitchen to call for help. When she could not get her phone to work, the woman ran outside and summoned help. The responding officers believed the man lying on her bed or on her floor in the bedroom was drunk. Just wandered in. Whoa, is that a scary note? Hey, my friend, we will take a five-minute break for the news, get you up to date on the very latest, any breaking details that we have forthcoming on this report. All together, just one line so far, and that is that there's a word of a plane crashing into the World Trade Center in New York. More details as they are forthcoming. Fred Story has got the latest news coming up here at the top of the hour. On the other side, another hour to go on the Dan Moon Show, right here at News Talk WTMA.
Being mooned right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Hi, folks. This is Dan Moon for Luden's at 78 Alexander Street in downtown Charleston. You know, every month I originate my show from Luden's, and I'm always telling you what a great place Luden's is for all your outdoor needs. Plus, I put D on the radio with me. And speaking of D, here he is to tell you more.
Thanks, Dan. Luden's carries clothing by Filson, Browning, Columbia, Barber, and Orvis, plus the Orvis Bat-N-Kill luggage that comes with a lifetime guarantee. Luden's also has name brands like Sebago, Lacrosse, and Chippewa outdoor boots. World-class fishing supplies like Orvis and Shimano. Boating supplies of all kinds. Plus, we have the Old Town canoes and kayaks and the Ambush boat, which is great for fishing and hunting. We also carry knives by Columbia River, Benchmade, and Leatherman with the Spyderco's. If you enjoy the outdoors, come down and see us.
Hey, Dee, thanks very much. Hey, don't forget, too, we've got foul weather clothing, a great line from Henry Lloyd and Columbia. Luden, 78 Alexander Street in downtown Charleston. Headquarters for outdoor fun. Stop by today. Plenty of free parking, too. Luden, since 1867, a Charleston tradition.
Covering the city of Charleston,
the Low Country,
and the entire world 24 hours a day. This is News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Charleston,
a Citadel broadcasting station. Now, team coverage of Charleston's first news means local news first. Depend on it.
WTMA News time is 9 o'clock. I'm Fred Story in the TMA 24-hour news center. All eyes in the United States are on a breaking story that has just occurred within the last 5 minutes. Now, here's what we know. A twin-engine Cessna airplane flew right smack into the World Trade Center at the 110th floor. Now, a huge fire is there now, and authorities have not been able to get into the floor to see if there are any fatalities. Like I say, this is breaking news, and at this point, that's all we have. It's a twin-engine Cessna, flew right smack into the World Trade Center in New York City, the 110th floor. Now, the structural damage is, the building is intact, but you can see through video that a great part of the building has been obliterated by the fact that this twin-engine plane crashed right smack into it. You can depend on TMA First News and CBS News to keep you up to date on this developing story. The education community in South Carolina is anxiously awaiting results from the standardized test, and as TMA's Judy Herald reports, today is the big day. The PAC scores are being released.
The results of the third annual Palmetto Achievement Challenge test are released this morning. Judy Herald, TMA First News.
And Governor Jim Hodges kicks off his Strides for Education walk today in Clemson. We get that story from TMA's Worth Waring.
Hodges is visiting First Steps programs during his 9-day walk around South Carolina. The First Steps program is a statewide effort to get children ready to begin the first grade. Meanwhile, Attorney General Charlie Condon says he wants to replace the program with a $100 million early childhood education program to be funded with lottery proceeds. Condon is seeking the Republican nomination to challenge Hodges next year. Worth Waring, TMA First News.
A 46-year-old man is accused of stabbing his brother 8 times during a fight Monday at their home in Mount Pleasant. Police say Timothy Allen Jones was drinking with his brother at 12:45 a.m. when Jones allegedly stabbed his brother with a pocket knife 8 times. When police arrived, they found 37-year-old Van Clayton Jones lying on his belly in the yard, covered with blood. Timothy Jones says he lost it when his brother was using some Asian moves on him. He told police he was not going to let his brother injure him, so he says he went to work on him. Jones is charged with assault and battery with intent to kill. And a 19-year-old North Charleston woman is accused of threatening to kill a North Charleston police officer and the woman she is living with while charging at them with a knife. Shayna Johnson is charged with resisting arrest and assault with intent to kill. Bail was set at $100,000. Police say an officer was called to escort Johnson to get her belongings. It was then Johnson grabbed a knife from the kitchen and threatened her roommate. The officer stopped the woman at gunpoint and arrested her. We are now receiving more information into the WTMA newsroom that another plane has crashed into the World Trade Tower. Dan apparently is just coming in with some information.
Fred, this is just an amazing story. We got a report just before 9 that a plane had crashed into the, 110th floor thereabout of the World Trade Center, one of the towers of the World Trade Center, and a minute and a half, 2 minutes ago, another plane crashed into the other tower of the World Trade Center. Tremendous fireball as the other plane crashed into the other tower. Now, folks, I don't know, we're going to talk about this as we go along on this show this morning and keep you up to date, but, you know, I was listening to some of the commentators talking about it this morning, and we'll have a special report from CBS in just a moment. They were talking this morning about, well, it may be an accident, folks. Let's don't think terrorism right now. It may be an accident. It didn't look like an accident to me. It was a bright, clear day up in New York. It was not foggy, was not cloudy and overcast. And now with the second plane crashing into the other tower of the World Trade Center, I think that pretty well dispels any accident theories. It appears, folks, and this is just my opinion, it appears that there has been a deliberate attack. Only I can use is the word terrorism attack on both towers of the World Trade Center. And Fred, we'll continue to keep everybody up to date on this.
Thank you, Dan. And, of course, we will. CBS News and our entire newsroom is working on this at this time. And now let's go to traffic, WTMA First Traffic. And here he is, John Roberts.
Thank you, Fred, and good morning. The earlier accident's been cleared up and out of the way. Moderate traffic on most routes as you head out. Drive safely. Have a good day. John Roberts, TMA First Traffic.
Now let's take a look at your TMA First weather with AccuWeather meteorologist Kathy Francis.
A mix of clouds and sunshine, warm and humid today. One or two showers and thunderstorms will move through the area. Today's high 86, partly cloudy overnight, chance of a shower, low near 70. For tomorrow and Thursday, breezy with clouds and some sun, also the possibility of a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. The high each day 82 to 86. For WTMA AccuWeather, I'm Kathy Francis.
Thanks, Kathy. It's nearing 80 degrees right now. I'm Fred Story in the TMA 24-Hour News Center. You can depend on us to keep you up to date during the Dan Moon Show and, of course, all during the day on the World Trade Center problems. Two small planes have crashed into both of the towers. I'm Fred Story in the TMA 24-Hour News Center. Next news at 9:30. Breaking news when it happens right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Depend on it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here we go with hour number two of the call-in portion of the Dan Moon Show.
Minutes after 9 o'clock here at News Talk WTMA. I'm Dan Moon. Dan Moon, let's go ahead and get the theme out of the way because I want to jump right in. Folks, I know by now you're just starting to sink in. Listen to what I'm telling you. There has been, I'm going to call it a terrorist attack, and I'm going way out on a limb, but that's my opinion, on the World Trade Center towers in New York shortly before 9 o'clock, or maybe... 15 minutes or so ago, 20 minutes ago, there was a report that there was this attack, that a plane had crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center, and just tremendous smoke and fire. And then just a matter of maybe 6, 7, 8 minutes ago, we got a report that another plane had crashed into the other tower of the World Trade Center. Tremendous fireball. I don't know whether you're following this or not. We're going to continue to follow it and going to talk about it this morning. Let me get Chester up here with us. Chester, have you been seeing any of this, or what do you think?
I haven't had a chance to catch it on the television yet, Dan. I'm in my work truck right now going to work.
Yeah.
I'm more inclined to agree with you. I believe it is a terrorist attack. You're not going to have two planes flying to two separate towers that are highly visible in New York City that people have been flying around for how many years now?
Gosh.
They know they're there.
Yeah.
This was, I honestly believe this was an intentional attack.
Well, this was absolutely clear weather. When the first plane crashed into one of those towers, nobody wanted to right off the bat think it was a deliberate act. Some people were saying, hey, it could have been an accident, although skies were clear. And as you point out, planes have been flying around these towers for years.
Exactly.
The report we are getting, and again, things are coming in just spotty. I mean, things are just popping in here. CNN, for instance, is quoting a witness as saying that it was a twin-engine plane that flew right in to the Trade Center.
Well, they do have twin-engine commuters that run around New York City, all up into the New England states. When I was in the Navy going to submarine school up in Connecticut, we had to access Groton through a twin-engine commuter plane. That is a possibility. If it's not a terrorist attack, then something has gone terribly wrong with the instrument guidance systems for these aircraft.
I can't believe that would happen to two aircraft. Within 15, 20 minutes of each other or less.
Exactly. I don't put it down to a glitch in the system. It can't be. I honestly believe this is an intentional deliberate act.
You remember terrorists attempted to, and did a lot of damage to people and to the building itself a few years ago.
Right.
With the car bomb attack,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Down in, now they have attacked, apparently, from the sky with these planes flying into the World Trade Center, both towers. Chester, let me go ahead. Any other comment?
Yeah, one more quick comment, and then I'm going to let you go and listen to what you got to say. I'm curious now to see how the United States is going to respond. I know how they'd have responded 40 years ago.
Yeah.
How are they going to respond now?
I don't know.
Let's wait and see what happens, and this will tell me whether I can continue to place my faith in a government that I'm not real happy with.
All right. Thanks,
Chester. Thank you, Dan. Have a good day.
You bet, sir. Ronnie, hi. Good morning. You're on News Talk WTME.
Dan, this is the most spectacular event that I've ever seen in my life.
I got to agree with you, Ronnie.
I've been in war, and this is terrifying. I've lived in the Middle East. In fact, I used to work for a large aircraft company in the Middle East. But this is frightening.
You know, we have yet to hear about any collateral damage on the ground. You know, if a plane crashes into the side of a tall skyscraper, there have got to be all kind of debris falling down below. Still haven't heard any word on that yet. Can you imagine, though, and this is what gets me, I'm just absolutely amazed. When this thing first happened with the first plane crashing in, we were all just said, what? Do what? And my first thought was, and I got to say this, my first thought was, a plane has accidentally hit the World Trade Center. But then I got to looking at it and where it hit, and I started doubting a little bit, especially when I saw the clear skies. The clear blue skies. I'm not saying it couldn't have happened that way, but it just looked to me like this couldn't happen on a day like today. And then, all of a sudden, Ronnie, to get called back in again, wait a minute, another one has crashed into the other tower.
Within 18 minutes after the first hit,
yeah,
the second tower was hit. And looking at the video on CNN and Fox, this looks very suspicious.
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more. This has got us all glued right now. What are you going to do? What are you going to do the rest of the day, Ronnie?
I'm going to look at television. My prayers are with the people that, you know, there's got to be some carnage in this building and on the ground. The fireball is so large that it's actually hitting the other building.
Yeah. You see, it's just a. I'm sitting here in just total amazement seeing this.
There's a wide shot now of the second crash, and you can see debris just falling all over the place.
Everywhere, yeah. Ronnie, thanks very much. Curtis, good morning. You're on the Dan Moon Show. Hey, Curtis. Okay, now I got you. Curtis, let's go.
Live, I heard you say it originally and flipped it over to Fox, and just in time to flip it over, I saw the other aircraft veer into the building, directly into it. It was a twin-engine jet. Looked to be approximately like an Airbus 300 or a 737. It was not a small plane.
Yeah. Looking at the amount of damage and the tremendous fireball that came out with that, as we were all sitting here glued watching and seeing that big fireball, I didn't see the plane. I was trying to run in three places at one time, but I thought to myself, gee whiz, had to be a bigger than a Piper Cub or something to create a fireball like that. Let me get Mac Thompson on board with us. Thanks for the call. Let me get Mac on board from our news center. Mac Thompson, what you got, sir?
Dan, we have this late report now from CBS News, so let's go to it.
CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan. Two planes have hit each of the towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. This man, not far away, heard and saw the first.
I see a gaping hole at the top of the World Trade Center, almost to the top, not quite up there. I wasn't looking at it as I was driving towards it. I just heard a huge explosion.
That plane hit the upper part of one of the towers. Pictures from the scene showing flames and a lot of smoke pouring out of the building. Then, an apparent second plane hitting the other tower. This man tried to help one victim who was nearby.
When I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire, so I kind of like ran over, and I tried to like put the fire on him, and He was like screaming, and I just told him to roll, and he said he can't.
This man saw the first plane hit the building.
It didn't look like there was any trouble at all with the plane. He didn't swerve at all. He just landed directly in the building. It was like almost like a gray black color in nature on the plane. He was like he wanted to fly into the building.
Again, two planes have apparently hit each of the two towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. There's been no word on casualties.
All right, there you go, the latest, and we are continuing to grab these reports as they come in this morning. We'd also like to give you a chance to share your opinions on all of this. What do you think? And I don't know whether I have the proper word to put on and affix to the situation in New York at the World Trade Centers yet. Maybe Joe can help me here. Hi, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan, this is Joe. We just watched it, and it was terrible, Dan.
I know that word will be used over and over, Joe. Ever seen anything like this in your life?
I've never seen anything like this in my life, and if it was a terrorist attack, we need to go after them.
And soon.
Like today, Dan.
Yeah, and soon. I don't know. I don't want to draw any assumptions and conclusions,
but just looking at while we were watching TV, the second plane came in directly into the building.
I mean, did you sit there and just awe and say, I can't believe this?
We couldn't believe it, Dan.
You know, we talking to a caller a little earlier, Chester, I think, and he said, Dan, I've been in a war situation. I've been there. I've seen things like this. But this is absolutely astonishing that in this country, in New York City, that this type of attack could be carried out. Incredulous. Do you think we need to go back and revisit the original terrorist attack on the World Trade Center a few years ago, the bombing?
Yes, sir.
And maybe look at that same source of that same group?
Sure do. I think that Abu Nidal or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
That terrorist, I think we need to go after him.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Joe. Malcolm, good morning. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, Dan.
Yes.
Dan, don't you think you've been a little bit premature? You know, this last time when the...
Malcolm, let's don't pull any punches here. It's good trying to be silly. This is
no,
a serious situation.
No, I'm just saying, we said the same thing about the Oklahoma deal, and we went after, we said this was a terrorist attack, and it was not. I'm just saying that, Dan, you're a responsible newscaster, and I'm just asking that you just kind of wait before you...
Wait for what? What am I doing wrong, Malcolm?
Well, you're talking about going after people. What would we have done it back in 1940?
Malcolm, get the hell out of Dodge. I don't need you on board this year. I don't need your silliness in a time like this, sir. Just don't need it. Greg, good morning. Hi, you're on News Talk TMA, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dan.
Hang on just a minute. I'm getting a last-minute stuff just being handed to me here. The FBI is apparently investigating reports of a plane hijacking just before the World Center crashes. Now, that is just coming in. The FBI is saying they're reporting or investigating reports of a plane hijacking just before the World Trade Center crashes. So I just want to keep you up to breath on the very latest coming in. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
That's okay. I just want to send out prayers to everybody there, including the people, emergency services people, and the people who were killed and their families. I think the United States government, after this incident, we knew it's an accident waiting to happen or a terrorist act was coming, needs to change our policies and be able to go in and allow our military and or other agencies to search, find, and eradicate the people who are responsible for this.
That's
just my opinion.
Well, listen, that's kind of what it's all based on right now, because all we can do is share opinions. All the facts are not in, and I'll be damned if I'm going to take Malcolm's advice and wait till all the facts are in, or we'll never...
I'll tell you what, Dan. I do not think the American people will stand for another one of these.
I don't think so either. I really don't.
Especially the people of New York. And the bad thing about this is, and if it comes out to be that it's someone from the PLO or, you know, somewhere in that area, the bad thing is that everybody is going to turn against people from those nations, and it's not always the case, but that's what's going to happen. Just like the movie, there was a movie, I don't even remember the name of it, with Bruce Willis, where he was the general who came in, and the FBI with Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a similar thing, and I mean, I could see that in reality happening. I mean, round them up, find out who they are, and get rid of them. You know, thanks,
yeah,
Dan.
You bet. We are I think most of us, I think I summed this audience up this morning just in awe of what has transpired in the last 30, 35 minutes here. Martin, if you will, hang on. I'll grab your call. I hope you can hang with us just for a minute. Got to take a quick break, short break, and then we'll be right back. Hang on.
Dan Moon, you don't get more hometown than that. Only on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
If you have plumbing problems, my friend, I share with you Advanced Plumbing, Heating, and Air in their number. 556-3611. Heating and air conditioning. You know, now's a good time. Really, here it is, the 11th day of September. You got to think now about your heating system. I mean, we're going to get into the fall months before long, and things begin to cool down somewhat. You may have to one of these nights run a heater. You never know here shortly. Make sure it's working. Get it checked out. Hey, folks, if you'd like to upgrade to a new high-efficiency unit, save you big bucks on your fuel cost, call Advance. They can take care of your service or new installation and no job too big or too small, giving you real value for your money. Advance Plumbing, Heating, and Air, 556-3611.
Planning a fun weekend, huh? Well, where can you get a hot fudge sundae on a Saturday? Is that movie a tearjerker or a gutbuster? Where can you get the dirt on a bike trail? How do you get box seats without going in circles? City Search it and get all your answers on citysearch.com. Get the scoop on movies. Get tickets to the game. Get directions to the nearest chicken burrito. Hey, whether you want food, family stuff, or tickets to something fun, get everything you need for a great weekend on citysearch.com. Make the most of your city. CitySearch.com.
More than 2 million readers voted and the results are in. Visit CitySearch.com to see the winners in this year's Best of City Search. Polls in dozens of categories. From the best coffee shop to the best romantic restaurant to the best used clothing store. All at CitySearch.com.
It's summertime and a batch of steamed clams would taste so delicious. Or maybe you feel like fixing a big old pot of shrimp and crab gumbo. But you don't want the house to reek for weeks. Grab a bottle of Citrus Magic. Citrus Magic is a wonderful new odor eliminator. It's hypoallergenic, so even if you suffer from asthma, it will not affect you. In fact, it contains only 100% natural citrus concentrates, no chemicals. So next time your teenage son leaves a smelly shoes in the living room, next time Uncle Bob stops by with his stinky, nasty cigars, or your cat litter box is causing your house guests to check into a motel, grab the Citrus Magic, and your life will suddenly smell much sweeter.
Now for a limited time only, try a free sample of Citrus Magic by calling toll-free 1-800-554-CITRUS. 1-800-554-CITRUS. That's 1-800-554-CITRUS.
In today's world, there are many complex illnesses which may respond more effectively by using new, integrated methods along with traditional medical practices. Dr. Arthur LaBruce is an experienced medical professional who is a complementary and alternative medicine specialist. With over 25 years of medical experience as an ear, nose, and throat surgeon, as well as an allergist, Dr. LaBruce cares for his patients by not limiting himself to alternative methods. He looks at each patient as an individual to decide how to best meet their needs. Some of the diseases which Dr. LaBruce has experienced in treating include cardiovascular diseases, chronic fatigue syndrome, heavy metal toxicity, mineral imbalances, complications of diabetes such as vision loss, circulation disorders, and hypertension. For an in-depth discussion about your health concerns, call for an appointment with Dr. Arthur LaBruce, 572-1771, 572-1771.
When it comes to passion, he's full of it. Mike Gallagher, weeknights at 10, only on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Now, here's more Dan Moon.
Hi there, this is Jim Rose, your Berkeley County Supervisor, and I love listening to Dan Moon right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
24 minutes after 9 o'clock on the Dan Moon Show. Let's go right back. A special report just in from CBS News.
CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young. Two airplanes have crashed into both towers of New York City's World Trade Center within minutes of each other, leaving gaping holes, flames licking up the sides of the 110-story buildings, and thick black smoke billowing into the air. This man, Steve Higgins, watched the second plane hit about 18 minutes after the first impact.
Another jet came from 903. Came from, like, let's say, South Ferry. It came up, and we saw the second plane, the second jet now. It wasn't just a small plane, hit the second tower.
There is no immediate word on injuries or fatalities. The White House has just announced that as of now, the crashes have triggered no national security alert. The possibility of a terrorist attack. CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart.
There's no confirmation that this is a terrorist attack, number one, or number two, that it's Osama bin Laden involvement. But I can tell you right now, that is what they are thinking. That is the working premise.
Once again, no immediate word on injuries or fatalities.
All right, that's the latest. And also, one other addendum to that, just a few minutes ago, literally, three or four minutes ago now, there was a huge explosion in the top of one of those towers. It's just a huge explosion. Still don't know exactly what has caused that, whether when these planes crashed in, and again, making what may turn out to be the wrong assumption, I don't know, that it was a terrorist act here. It could be that when the planes went in addition to initial explosions and debris everywhere, that there may have been some other things carried into the building as that the plane plummeted through the walls and into the upper floors of the World Trade Center building. But another explosion, don't know yet what triggered that explosion yet. Martin, good morning. Welcome. You're on the Dan Moon Show.
Good morning,
Dan. Good morning.
You know, I think what Mark was trying to attempt to tell you that, you know, we also got domestic terrorists here in the United States, too. But I would hate to think that any American would get that crazy.
Yeah, I would too. I knew where he was trying to go. I really did. He was accusing me of making an assumption, and I just simply said terrorist act, and I think that's what it is. Leaving it up to you.
No matter who it is, terrorism is terrorism, man. No matter who's committing it.
Oh, absolutely. How do you feel right now with this knowledge that's just been unraveling over the last 45 minutes now?
Well, you know, if it's domestic, we got laws to take care of it. If it's foreign, then we'd have to let somebody know that America's nobody to play with.
Yeah. Do you agree that we need to do something in a hurry?
Oh, I wouldn't waste any time. I mean, you know, I would make sure you got the right target before you react.
There's no two ways about it. Yeah, we must do that.
Yeah.
Martin, thanks for the input. I appreciate it. Hi, Rick. Welcome aboard. Good to have you, sir.
Hey, Dan, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just absolutely in shock.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of the second plane that just hit the building. It was a definite. In other words, they meant to do it. They believe now that the fuselage entered the inside of the building and then exploded. That's where the second explosion came from.
Yeah, I was trying to put it into those words a minute ago. I'm sure that when the plane impacted the building and went through the exterior walls of a building, there was a good bit of that aircraft, or fuselage in this case, that penetrated on into the inner areas of that building. I'm sure there were other, and there may have been other explosives still packed within that fuselage.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Dan, there's only one thing we can do if it's these foreign countries like the Arab countries and stuff that's doing this, there's only one thing to stop it, and that's to show them our power. They don't believe in negotiations. They believe in power. We need to introduce them to Adam, if that's the case. And you know who Adam is.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that's exactly who we need to introduce them to.
You know, just throw out for conjecture. Let's, and again, we don't know this to be the case, but let's face it, in that report from CBS, we're not, nobody is saying officially that this was a terrorist act yet.
Mm-hmm.
The White House has not, it was reported a minute ago, has not issued any kind of a national security alert of anything. And I don't know whether they would tell us what is on their mind or not. This is an attack on this country.
Yeah,
well, no choice about it, whether it's from within or outside.
Well, now, they had an alert. I can't remember exactly who it was from this past weekend because of the reparations thing. They had some type of alert for an Americans. Now, I have no idea if that's
related,
related in any way with this or not.
No, it could be.
But it's a sad day when something like this can happen to America.
Well, I'm just, I don't know how to describe my feelings now other than to say that I'm almost in shock.
Yeah, it was a definite, an attempt to destroy the complete building the way that plane went in.
Yeah. Rick, thanks for the input. Thanks for your opinion. What is your opinion, folks? Is this whole stuff just sinking into you now? Let me bring you up to date very quickly. Shortly before 9 o'clock this morning, there was an initial report that a plane had crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. You know, there are two towers up there in New York. Same buildings that were attacked by terrorists a few years back with the bombs that exploded from underneath the building in the parking garages. Now there apparently has been, and let's say this, I hesitate to use the word tacked in a way to say that's exactly what happened, but it certainly appears, it appears from looking at this that it may have been a deliberate attack on these World Trade Center towers. This time from the air, like I said, shortly before 9, the report was that a plane had crashed into around the 110th floor of one of the World Trade Center towers. There was fire, explosion, and then smoke and flames billowing from those top floors of the World Trade Center. And then to our just total shock and amazement, just amazement, as we're witnessing that, we see another plane, a small jet-type plane, come in and crash into the other tower of the World Trade Center. Dan, good morning. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
I'm fine. Give me your feelings, what you're going through right now. What are you thinking?
We've got a president who I feel like will react accordingly. That's about it for today.
All right. Bush, I understand, he was in Florida, and the report is now that he has just a few minutes ago left Florida, heading back to the White House to be on top of this. Anyway, we're going to keep you up to date on this. Thanks very much, Dan. Your opinion is welcome. Folks, that's all we can do right now at this stage of the game is express our feelings that are on our mind. What do we think about this? What's going through your mind? I told you, for the last, let's see, since shortly before 9, when do we actually get the word on this? About five minutes till 9. We were in the middle of the show here and beginning to wrap up the first hour when someone opens the studio door and says a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. And we said, huh? And then before we could even think any more about it, the word came down with a bulletin from the Associated Press confirming that. And now the story is still coming out. And another plane has crashed into the other tower. Patrice Smith with News Channel 4 is on board with us. Patrice, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, go ahead. What a situation.
It is a terrible situation. You know, President Bush was just gave a press conference. He was down in Florida at a school about to talk about education.
Yes.
And, of course, he was there at the time of the apparent terrorist attack. And that is what the president himself is calling it against the World Trade Centers. And he says he has contacted the FBI, the vice president, and also the governor of New York. And according to witnesses, it was first a twin-engine plane that flew right into one tower of the World Trade Center. That was about 8:42 this morning. And then about 18 minutes later, a 737 flew into the other World Trade Center tower. At this point, there are no reports of any injuries. However, we can imagine, obviously, that there will be. And at this point, also, the FBI is investigating reports of a plane being hijacked just before the World Trade Center crashes. So we will continue to update you on this situation. As I said, President Bush was in Alabama. He was in Florida. He has now left Florida, going back to the White House so that he can attend to the situation. But he says that terrorist attacks against our nation will not be something that's going to be taking place.
The president has referred to it as a terrorist attack.
Yes, the president is calling it a terrorist attack, and he says the U.S. will not stand for it. He is on his way back to Washington at this point to attend to this matter.
Patrice, you've seen the video, obviously. You've
yes.
watched this unfolding. What's going through your mind as a journalist this morning?
I'm just wondering who the heck is doing this. And we know why. I mean, you know, the U.S. is always coming under attack verbally, and, you know, there's so much against, so many countries around the world against us. But I'm just shocked. I really am. I'm just shocked. Well, what were your views?
Well, you just summed it up. Shocked. I feel like I still am.
I really am, too, because we were sitting here and we actually watched it. And it's hard to believe that somebody would actually do this. I mean, you know, the last time we actually heard of anything like this, or that I have, was, you know, back during the Second World War.
Yeah.
You know, when the Japanese would fly, you know, their suicide bombers into ships and all that type thing. But I think it is just sick that somebody would be so, you know, so desperate against policy.
The FBI is reporting that they're apparently investigating a plane hijacking just before this occurred.
And so there's no telling at this point where that plane was from. However, we will continue to monitor the situation, and we'll keep you updated as more information becomes available.
Well, Patrice, thanks very much, and we'll appreciate that update from time to time.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Patrice Smith over at News Channel 4, giving us the latest that they have over in their news center this morning. What do you think about all of this? We'll talk about it throughout the morning. We've got the latest update again. CBS is continuing to give us minute-by-minute updates on the situation. Let's go straight to CBS News now and get this latest update.
Souter was saying if the political branches have to resolve this, like Congress, it may be messy, but it's still a more legitimate result, whereas Justice Kennedy believed that this whole thing was chaos and the country would suffer.
Obviously, the wrong report there. Now, I think we can please understand the confusion. We're working in a rather hectic situation this morning too, trying to get all the latest stuff in here. I think we have it lined up now, Mike. Let's go to it again. CBS News and the special report.
CBS News update. I'm Steve Kathan. Both towers of the World Trade Center in New York City are burning, smoke pouring from them after two planes hit each tower. The impacts triggered explosions and fire. WCBS air traffic reporter Tom Kaminsky.
LaGuardia Airport has said there are two confirmed aircraft into the World Trade Center, and they want no one at all in this area. They are, in effect, if you can possibly picture this, cordoning off the entire area around the World Trade Center and around Manhattan.
The planes hit the towers about 18 minutes apart, witnesses describing them as twin-engine planes. There's been no firm word on casualties. This man saw one of the planes hit and says it looked deliberate.
It didn't look like there was any trouble at all with the plane. It didn't swerve at all. It just landed directly in the building. It was like almost like a gray black color in nature on the plane. He was like he wanted to fly into the building.
The FBI, according to the Associated Press, is investigating reports of a plane hijacking just before the crashes. CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart covers the Justice Department.
Right now, they are trying to determine whether, in fact, it was deliberate. They have no information they can share at the moment, and I get the sense that they're in the same mode that we are.
The White House says President Bush, who's now at an elementary school event in Florida, is aware of the incident, and he's heading back to Washington.
All right, and of course, we just got the report immediately after that CBS report that President Bush has indeed left Florida and is heading for the White House. Just before he left, we got this report from the president.
And to conduct a full-scale investigation, to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
So Bush is en route now, heading back to Washington and the White House. Kelly Golden, a reporter, has a sister who was up in New York and right there near that area at the World Trade Center, and she's on board with us now on a cell phone, and I hope we can remain in contact here for a few minutes. Your name is Alon. Alon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Where were you when all this started?
I was on the Staten Island Ferry on the boat going into Manhattan. I have a view of Manhattan and the World Trade Center on the boat. We're in the middle of the harbor.
Where are you now, physically?
I am now back on Staten Island because the boat was turned around the middle of the harbor.
Okay. The first... Go ahead. I was going to say, the first plane that crashed into one of the towers...
I missed the first plane, but I will tell you that my father called me and told me to go to the front of the boat, and he said that the World Trade Center is on fire, something has happened. So I went to the front of the boat, and nobody had figured it out yet. So I was out there for about 7 minutes, and a Boeing 747 passenger plane came right over the ferry boat, very, very low, at ultra as fast as it could go, and went right into the right hand, the second.
Now, you're saying it was a Boeing 747?
That's exactly what it looked like. It was a passenger plane. From what we hear here, there was a hijacking just before this happened, and this was not an accident.
Let me make sure I understand now, Lon. You said you were on the ferry.
I'm on the Staten Island ferry.
You were on the Staten Island ferry. You did not see the first plane crash into the building.
I did not, but you witnessed,
did you look up and see any of the smoke and all of this coming out?
I saw the smoke. The whole plane was smoking. You have to understand that Staten Island, our view is of Manhattan. So we leave on the boat and go directly over to Manhattan, and we have a full view for 30 minutes.
So while you're sitting here on the Staten Island ferry and you're looking up at the World Trade Center and you're seeing the smoke billowing out from
the first
plane crash.
That's right.
Then you're telling me, if I understand you right, that a Boeing, now we are you sure it was a 47 or a 37? Anyway, it was a large aircraft.
Let me tell you that it was large, okay?
Okay,
it was big enough to scare me when it flew just over our boat.
Now, can you give me an idea when you say it was very low and flew over you? I know it's kind of hard to judge distance, but this plane crashed up a good height on the building. So,
about a quarter of the way to the top, just below where the first one hit, on the right-hand tower it hit.
Okay.
I tell you that this man, whoever was the pilot, turned the plane at an angle so he could get right into the center of the building. That's exactly what it looked like to me. It was not going straight. We watched him go straight at high speed, then it turned at an angle and went right through the building.
Okay. When you saw the second plane, this large Boeing 747, as you describe it, coming in low and then turning and angling right into that building, what was going through your mind, Alon?
Well, I mean, that's a kind of a daft question. I can't tell you that. I mean, what do you know when that happens? It was just everybody in the boat is just, we have people here who have people in the, you know, who work in the World Trade Center. You have kids screaming and crying and, you know, everybody grabs their mobile phone and nobody gets service because all of the service, it runs out of the World Trade Center. The only reason I'm able to talk to you now is because our boat was turned around in the middle of the harbor, thank goodness, and redirected back to Staten Island. All services are closed in Manhattan. No trains are running, as far as I know.
When you saw the plane actually hit the side of the building, and a big fireball came out.
It was an explosion, yeah.
Now, I mean, at that particular moment, I'm sure, did you say something like, oh, my God, or...
Well, I knew I was witnessing history right in front of me, and I wish I had a camera, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy.
I already had a friend call me over from Amsterdam who was up late watching the news, and he called me on my mobile phone, and they already know about it there.
Well, I'll tell you,
the President Bush may be having a moment of silence, but New York and Manhattan is in chaos right now.
Oh, sure it is.
Exactly what was intended.
All right, Alon, can you hang on just for a moment?
I will try.
Just for a moment. We'll take you off the air, but if you can hang on just for one moment. Alon, Kelly Golden, one of our reporters in our news center, that is her sister, and as she reported, she was taking the Staten Island ferry into Manhattan, and as she crossed the harbor there, she looked up and saw the smoke, didn't see the first plane hit, but saw the smoke and the flames, and as she's sitting here, all these folks on the Staten Island ferry, with a view, I mean, she had to have a great view of this. And then this other plane, she reports this, she's had a 747, Boeing 747, that came in low, right over the ferry, and then made an abrupt turn and just angled right straight for the other tower of the World Trade Center this morning. It is 9:44, News Talk WTMA. Let's, Madeline, where are we standing here now? Do we want to go...
Let's go to CBS News live right now.
Fires continue to burn in both the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, the tallest buildings in New York City. two airplanes hit those buildings this morning at about 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, and then at about 9:03 a.m. Eastern Time. And now at about, well, 9:40, about 5 minutes ago, something has started a fire at the Pentagon. We don't yet have any eyewitness reports as to whether it was an airplane, an explosion of some sort. Let's listen again to WUSA-TV, Washington.
Yes, I did.
What
we're standing in the USA Today Towers at 1000 Wilson Boulevard, and as we were getting ready to record, we watched what appeared to be a huge explosion over top of the Pentagon. At that point, we were immediately told to evacuate the USA Today Towers. As many people know, they're very tall towers that overlook Washington, tall silver towers. And the picture that you're seeing right now is actually taken from a camera that is on top of the USA Today building.
We're getting a report, Lauren, to see if...
An Associated Press reporter in the area of the Pentagon did see the tail end of a large airliner, that's the way he put it, plunge into the Pentagon. So right now there are three fires, two in New York in the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, the third at the Pentagon, that's the United States Defense Department, on the Virginia side of the Potomac River in the Washington, D.C. area. Speaking now is a reporter of USA Today who works in that area, Lauren Ashburn.
25 of them screaming down Route 110 here in front of the USA Today headquarters.
All right, Lauren, stay on the phone with us, can you?
Lauren, where are you now?
I am on the 18th floor of Tower 1 of USA Today headquarters building.
And she is looking out right now toward the Pentagon. Let's see if we can get some more live coverage from New York City, where all this began about 1 hour ago. Can we go to station WCBS New York?
The first one come in, I didn't know what it was. It sounded like a missile.
You're seeing evidence of a destruction on the ground. There are shoes, bloody shoes. One man, the people are weeping coming out of there. Some of them have been through this now for the second time. They had to walk down the stairs. They're just walking in a stream up east to get away, as far away from the building. There have been windows blown out. There's glass on the ground. And you can't, the phones are like jammed. People are trying to call home. It is just, this is the big event that the New York City Emergency Services have been training for, and by all accounts, they're doing a fine job.
You're at the Millennium Hotel. You can't get much closer than that, though, can you?
No, well, if I could get to the other side, I think I might get some information, but you can't get through, really.
Well, there's a reason, all the debris.
Yes, and they think it's still dangerous with things coming down.
Okay,
I'll get there, though.
All right, thanks, Mary Gay Taylor.
We will talk to you again. Mary Gay Taylor, live from Lower Manhattan.
We should mention the trading did not even open. There was no opening bell on Wall Street this morning. There has been no trading to this moment. They're talking about keeping the NASDAQ computerized trading systems going. They're talking about starting trading on NASDAQ at 10 o'clock this morning. We don't know how it's going to play out on Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange, being so close to what's gone on this morning here in the city.
If you're just tuning in, you've been hearing us talk about these two planes crashing into each tower of the World Trade Center just about an hour ago, the first one. Well, just a few minutes ago, a plane crashed into the Pentagon in Washington, and now the West Wing of the White House and the Capitol building have both been evacuated amid concerns over terrorist threats. President Bush is not in Washington. He is in Florida, where he spoke a little while ago and told us that he believes this is a terrorist event and that he is going to try to track down whoever is responsible for it.
Pat, when he spoke, it was about 10 minutes before the blast of the Pentagon.
He didn't have that information yet.
He just knew about what had transpired in New York City, that there was some what he called an apparent terrorist attack. And again, the FBI is investigating. At least one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center was hijacked in Boston. We don't know, though, when that happened.
The president is calling this a terrorist attack. City firefighters are being called in to battle the fires at the towers. They're calling it a total recall. They want any firefighter in the city to come down and help. Bridges and tunnels into Manhattan are closed. Air travel is shut down, and the subway system is also shut down. You can't get into Manhattan, and you probably can't get around too easily in much of Manhattan.
One of our reporters has reached the World Trade Center finally, and it's a long, difficult trip this morning. Let's go to WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Exactly where are you?
Well, right now, you know, you really can't get much farther south than the southern tip of City Hall Park. Broadway there, everything is shut down. And here's
breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
Every time we think it can't get any worse, we are now learning that the FAA is shutting down all takeoffs anywhere in the country. No planes can take off anywhere in the United States. That is the word from the FAA just a moment ago.
Sir. More from CBS News.
CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young. President Bush says the U.S. has apparently been the target of terrorists.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Mr. Bush vowed to find those responsible.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
The president was in Florida when he made the statement. CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller is with the president in Sarasota. Mark, what's the plan for dealing with this tragedy?
Well, the president has scrubbed his speech here in Sarasota. He is on his way back to the airport to get on Air Force One and go back to Washington. It's our understanding he will meet with members of the National Security Council. These are the highest ranking U.S. officials dealing with national security matters. They include the Secretaries of State and Defense, the CIA Director, the Treasury Secretary, and of course his National Security Advisor. The president has vowed that this act of terrorism against the United States will not stand. It is not clear whether or not the president will be able to get in the White House because the White House is being evacuated for fear it is a target of a terrorist attack as well. But it's at least a 90-minute flight back to Washington from Sarasota, so they will have some time to figure out where he will go when he gets there.
There may be other attacks underway on the Washington area. The Pentagon has been evacuated because of a massive fire there. And there are reports that an aircraft has crashed into the Pentagon, triggering that fire. There are also reports of a fire on the Washington Mall. Late word from Washington, quoting the Associated Press, that the Federal Aviation Administration has closed down all flights nationwide. A U.S. official, to return to the Trade Center crashes, a U.S. official says the first plane to hit the Trade Center was hijacked after it took off from Boston. There is still no word on injuries or deaths. CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
No real doubt right now. Dan Raviv continuing our CBS News coverage from Washington. No real doubt that the Pentagon was hit by an airplane. Let's see if we can catch part of what an eyewitness in Washington is saying.
Yeah, thank you very, very much.
I'm sorry, we just missed the NWUSA-TV, our CBS affiliate in Washington, interviewed Dawn Vignola, who was a witness, and she said that she saw an American Airlines airliner plowing into one part of the Pentagon, the part that's known to be a heliport there at the headquarters of the Defense Department. She said it was an American Airlines passenger plane, from what she could tell, apparently hijacked, and that's why the FAA right now has grounded all flights throughout the country, apparently a move to prevent any more hijackings. Here's another witness as to what occurred at the Pentagon, where there is thick smoke billowing out from the Defense Department. Let's listen right now. Dave Statter of Channel 9 WSA-TV.
To the side of the building. There's a bit of a hole on that side of the building. Arlington Fire and Rescue, military fire on the scene, putting foam on it. The plane did not seem to go into the building like the World Trade Center attacks. It seemed more to glance at the side of it and certainly do some damage to the west side of the building. But it's right, if anybody's coming up Washington Boulevard, which is still open, amazingly, northbound, it's right where the helipad is. Believe this when I tell you, everybody here is scanning the skies looking for a possible attack. Every fire and rescue crew has been told to be aware of that. Every police officer has been told to be aware of that. We cannot tell you at the moment, and as far as casualties, any injuries at the moment.
That's a reporter here in the Washington area for WUSA-TV, Dave Statter, at the Pentagon, where a fire has broken out.
But it did not seem to be a gaping hole like we saw at the World Trade Center. I can't even tell you what size plane it is because it's pretty much consumed. Should be getting a live picture from it shortly.
Let's right now go to the White House area. The White House grounds evacuated for the sake of security. CBS News correspondent Bill Plant.
We understand that the Treasury is also being evacuated. There's a lot of activity, fire trucks, ambulances, but as far as we know, there is no damage in the White House complex. I repeat, no damage that we know of in the White House complex. But this was in response to damage elsewhere, to the New York aircraft incidents and to whatever it was that happened at the Pentagon. But this is a full alert. The Secret Service has moved everybody away from the White House grounds, away from the White House complex. And they keep telling us that we have to remain a block away. There are fire trucks going by, ambulances going by, headed we know not where. But this is obviously a precautionary measure because no one clearly knows what to expect next.
That's CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant. Let me note this. Although the Federal Aviation Administration has grounded all flights all over the country, there is an Air Force plane, Air Force One, that apparently is about to take off from Sarasota, Florida. President Bush is now aboard that plane. He scrubbed the rest of his schedule in Sarasota, Florida. He was at a school when these events took place. If you're just joining us right now on the East Coast, it's 9:55 in the morning. At 8:45, an airplane hit one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. 18 minutes later, a second airplane hit the other tower of the World Trade Center. There's a very bad fire in the upper stories of both those buildings. And then the Pentagon in the Washington area was hit, but not as severely, though there is a fire and there is smoke. Let's go to WCBS-TV in New York.
And I put if in capital letters. If we are talking about two commercial aircraft plowing into the World Trade Center.
It's an unbelievable scene here. If we can look around behind us, we've got, sir, could you please move a little? We've got a helicopter taking off over there, and what we were told was that this field was being set up as a medevac location. There are at least, scores and scores of... Now this one's coming in to a closer vantage point. We've had scores and scores of ambulances in the area here. That helicopter is in fact taking off. He was just circling around to get a better angle of attack on his takeoff. As far as the fire control, we have no idea as to what that situation is, but debris continues to rain down from up above. And as of about 5 minutes ago, we were still seeing fire on some of the floors of World Trade. Now, I saw the second plane hit. I did not see the first plane hit, but the second plane was an unmarked silver fuselage. It appeared to be twin engine. I couldn't tell if it was prop or jet, and it took a slight bank and went right into the side of World Trade 2. And having had the first one go in, the second one obviously appeared to be a suicide flight. So the only thing that we can assume here is that they were both suicide flights going in. And as I said before, there's unconfirmed word that even a third plane was on its way here. The disposition of that, we don't know. Now, the studio, I can't hear you right now, but let me go back to you.
John Slattery, thanks very much. He's over at West Street. And
we're listening to live coverage from station WCBS-TV, New York. Again, in New York City, both buildings of the World Trade Center, 110 stories tall, have been hit by airplanes, according to federal officials, airplanes that were hijacked, apparently from Boston. And in the Washington area, the Defense Department, yes, the Pentagon, was hit also by an airplane apparently deliberately steered into the Pentagon. We get some live coverage now from there, station WUSA-TV.
Word on Katzman.
No,
not getting a good signal on that. Try one more time.
American Airlines Boeing 767 out of Logan. This is the second aircraft. We don't know whether or not this aircraft was, as earlier reported, a United Airlines aircraft.
Again, some confusion as to what airplanes were hijacked and indeed what happened to the people, including perhaps the flight crews that were on board. Now, three planes that have apparently crashed deliberately into landmark buildings here in the United States. By the way, a report now from Chicago, the Sears Tower, by far the tallest building there in the Midwest. The Sears Tower has been evacuated for safety's sake. At the Pentagon, military officials tell reporters that apparently it was an airplane that hit the building, causing a big fire, and even bigger fires, still apparently out of control, in both towers of the World Trade Center. In that complex in New York City, some 50,000 people work, and so far we have no word on deaths and injuries, except to say we know some people have been injured. An emergency has been declared. All entrances to New York City, the bridges and the tunnels have been closed. And right now all the firefighters have been called back to duty in New York City. Let's get more coverage from the CBS television network.
Shortly after that, about an hour after that, there was an explosion at the Pentagon. At this point, the Pentagon, the White House, the Capitol, and the Treasury have been evacuated in Washington. In New York, All airports, tunnels, and bridges have been closed. And in Chicago, the Sears Tower has been evacuated. We understand now there has been a secondary explosion on Tower 2. With that, we will leave you and turn it over to Dan Rather.
Get more now from WCBS TV News in New York City. Let's
we know
take
this is
live.
Terribly difficult for everybody. We're asking that you please stay with us. Hold your shot. Stay with us on audio. We should tell people our crews have been running from that scene, as have everybody, and the entire area has been under an evacuation for some time. And just moments ago,
here she is once again bringing you the inside story. Surrender your beliefs and ideas. Call 556-1250. Talk to Nancy live right now. So without further ado, here she is, Nancy Wolfe.
Good morning, I'm Nancy Wolfe. Okay, you've heard the news with the Pentagon, the Mall, and the White House on fire. The World Trade Center. Because of this, we're going to continue continuous live coverage. CBS News right now. Let's go to Mac Thompson in the newsroom.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. We understand. We want to tell people that may be going to the airport today to take flights. We just talked to the people at the Charleston International Airport, and we do understand that all flights as of this moment have been held. No flights are being taking off at the airport. So, again, we've been told by the people at the Charleston International Airport that all flights are grounded for the moment. So we have Fred Story, TMA's Fred Story, on his way to the airport to find out more information from those people at the airport. But again, we are going to stay with CBS News live continuous coverage. So we're going to go right back now to CBS News for live continuous coverage.
If you live in Battery Park City or any of the other housing developments in that area, you should leave the area. You should evacuate the area and get away from the scene. Right now, police have to determine is whether that explosion was caused from the initial impact of the plane or whether it was something that was exploded on the ground. Generally speaking, for a building to collapse in on itself like that, it would seem to indicate, obviously this is just early speculation, but it would seem to indicate that there could have been an explosion, a bomb plant.